With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Nikki Haley's GOP presidential campaign has announced a major advertising blitz in Iowa and New Hampshire. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Haley's campaign plans to spend $10 million in TV, radio, and digital advertising across the first two states holding primary caucuses and primaries. The ads will start appearing in the first week of December. Haley is fighting against Ron DeSantis to be the clear alternative to Donald Trump. The announcement comes just days after the third GOP debate and the day after Tim Scott dropped out of the White House race. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite an drop in overall crime in New York City, the number of anti-Semitic hate crimes tallied by the New York Police Department has surged.
The 124% rise in the overall number of bias incidents registered by the NYPD Hate Crime Task Force were primarily fueled by a 200% surge in hate crimes against Jews that came in the wake of the October 7 massacre in Israel of mainly civilians by Iran-backed Hamas terrorists near the Gaza Strip. So far, the overall hate crime investigations year-to-date continue their downward trend with a decrease of only 9% last month. Edwin Mora, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says arson caused a massive fire that has indefinitely closed a vital section of the Interstate 10 freeway in Los Angeles. Engineers have been assessing the situation today. The freeway is used by 300,000 vehicles daily. Investigators were trying to determine if one person or more were involved. On Wall Street, the Dow by 54 points, the Nasdaq dropped 30, the S&P 500 lower by 3. This is SRN News. The pro-life movement took a beating in last week's off-year elections.
They represent a massive reality call, wake-up call, a massive alarm that should go off to all of us who are seeking to understand these things through a Christian biblical worldview and who are trying to translate those truths into public policy. Because there's just no other way to put it. Tuesday was a nearly unmitigated disaster.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says pro-lifers have a lot of work to do.
We have a far greater challenge than we knew, but to be honest, it is not necessarily a greater challenge than we feared. Those of us who have been working in the pro-life movement for decades understood that we would find out where Americans really stand on these issues only after Roe v. Wade were removed.
You can hear more in his daily briefing at albertmohler.com. This is SRN News. At least 19 people have been killed by Islamist terrorists in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
According to a Congolese civil society leader, the victims were tied up before being killed with machetes and other weapons. We don't know why the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, targeted the village of Watalinga. In the past, people have been killed after being accused of passing information to the army. 2 years ago, the Ugandan army launched an offensive aimed at defeating the ADF. But the violent attacks in North Kivu province have been relentless.
The BBC's Will Ross. An associate of opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been jailed by a court in the Siberian city of Tomsk pending trial. An ally of Ksenia Fadayeva says the activist has been jailed while she awaits her trial on extremism charges. The move is part of an unrelenting crackdown by the Kremlin on Russian political activists, independent journalists, and rights workers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.